What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG Podcast. This is actually last week's episode. If you want today's episode, that'll be on our Patreon right now. You can get it a week early if you contribute. It's patreon.com/tinymeatgang. So thanks if you do that. And if not, enjoy this one.
Peace.
I hate that I'm just in a student band every time we start the podcast.
What?
Tuning my fucking trombone over here. Yeah, hold on, Michael.
We just got to buy another mic stand.
We got to get a lot of things.
Dude, there's just infinite gear to buy.
There really is.
You never have enough gear. Once you get gear, once you get something that you want, then it's like, well, now we need that next thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's annoying.
Should we just change everything and put a table in here?
I think we should do it all analog.
Yeah.
Is what we should do.
Yeah, so record to tape.
Or we just have a conversation and don't record it.
Oh, word. Okay. Yeah.
And then we can write a blog post about what we talked about.
Recanting.
Recanting. What does that mean?
It's like when you take old ravioli and you recan it.
Oh, interesting.
And give that to the homeless.
Oh, okay. So then, okay, yeah. I'm seeing how that all ties in.
Yeah, recanting.
That makes sense. Okay, yeah.
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 Or no. It's a little term we invented here at Facebook. Recanting. Trying to push out a new meme here. You know? You can't even. You see someone who can't even.
Again?
You just join in there and say, I'm recanting. I'm recanting your can't even.
Yeah. We've seen a really, really good performance with this meme in the 55 to
70
60,
dead
to
70, range.
The 70 to dead range. So
I saw
you're loving it.
The Twitter post was like the guy who made the what are those meme.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was just imagining four marketing dickheads talking about this. Like, oh, Bryson.
Yeah.
You heard, you know, oh, what are those? Oh, God. You know the what are those guy. Yeah.
Remember that? Remember that? The what are those? You remember that? What are those?
He passed away.
Oh.
Not lit.
Wow.
Completely unlit.
That is not gang.
Not in the slightest.
Not anymore.
What are those?
What are those?
It would be really funny if you had some ugly shoes at the funeral. What are those?
We should do it in his honor.
Oh, yeah, the last laugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, so how can we put this front page on Twitter moments?
Exactly.
How do
Meanwhile,
we word
his
this?
Family's grieving.
Yeah. The what are those guy.
Man, Twitter moments is brutal. I went on it yesterday, and one of them was like, there's a new McFlurry flavor or some shit. And the next one was, man in prison admits to killing 90 women. He's like apparently the most murderous serial killer in the last like ever.
That dude's got the high score.
He's got the high score.
I don't know if that's
it's his initials on the number one.
It's like, damn. What if serial killers have a secret scoreboard that we don't know about?
Yeah.
That's fucking gross.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, it is. It's pretty fucking gross.
I mean,
but everyone needs to be able to like set goals and stuff.
Holy fuck.
I'm joking.
I don't like how serial killers do that shit when they're right about to die.
What, admit to
is
shit?
He making up numbers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I killed 400 people.
Yeah.
He's 90.
Yeah.
Like they
like
wait till
delirious.
They wait till it's feasible
yeah.
to say some ludicrous bullshit like that. Oh. You know I killed 1,000 people. 1K.
Yeah. And then he just dies. Yeah. Like, well,
come on now.
No details, no nothing, dude. You had 90 years to tell us this shit.
That's insane.
And now you tell us?
It's insane, KD, bro. 90 to 1.
Shut up, dude.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It is insane. It is insane.
Oh, that's fucked
that's
up.
That's so fucked up.
That's fucked up. Anyone's that KD could be up. That high, that's, dude. Like,
shut up, dude. Shut up.
No, that's terrible.
That's fucked up, man.
That's terrible.
That's fucked up.
I really hope it's not the case. I hope he's just old and like shitting himself.
No, I think that like 30 of them have been placed.
Oh no.
Yeah, no, this guy's like telling the truth, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, fuck that, man.
Yeah. Weird. Like why admit to it now? It was like for a prison transfer. He didn't like the current one, so he made a deal with the like investigators or whatever that he was going to commit to all or what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah. That's the weird.
Confess to all these murders and then he gets transferred to a different prison where he can die in like a better.
That's the weird thing about prison, man, is there are actually better ones.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Speaking of prison, Our boy, fucking Takashi.
Takeshi.
Not our boy.
Takashi.
He's now in prison for a year until his court date. Almost a year.
Dog, he's...
He got denied bail. That's crazy.
They're not letting him go.
Oh, you see, actually, you see the shit today that was like the transcript from the...
Yeah, from Shoddy.
Yeah, it's like manager's tapped phone. They were going to kill him.
Yeah. I read that last night.
It's crazy, man. How can you be just that deep in shit?
Oh, dude, are you joining a serious gang?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an idiot. He shouldn't have been... He had no business joining that shit.
Yeah.
That's why he felt Mr. Confident. I'm good on my hood. I'm good everywhere. They were using him, dog.
Jesus. It's crazy.
Insane.
Absolutely crazy.
Well, now, I bet he's just sitting looking at the wall thinking about every time he said Treyway.
I know. It's so true. Wish I could take him back.
Yeah. Take all my Treyways back. Bro, speaking of fucking juicy new stinky news stories.
Okay. What do we got?
This Twitch streamer. Oh man, I don't even want to name names.
Okay.
You Googler. She fucking so on stream. Okay. If you're going to live stream, man, you need to just not ever use your browser.
Yeah, I know. That's why I go incognito.
That's why I go incognito as well. I'm not logged into anything. Yeah. People are like, why are you going incognito?
But even when you're in incognito, your history still shows up in autocomplete.
Well, I don't, you know.
But you got, yeah, I know.
I don't have anything in there.
Wait, what's the story?
So the streamer, for a brief second, she opens up her browser and her Gmail tab showed for a second.
Okay.
And people took a screenshot or like they paused it. And one of the lines, it was something to the effect of like the subject was like looking to buy. And then the preview text was like, hey, last time you sold me bras or panties or whatever. So she got outed for selling underwear to a fan.
Oh, no.
And then so she like had to like do this thing where she's like putting out a statement and like apologizing. But I'm laughing because I'm like.
Is she a big streamer?
Yeah. I'm laughing because I'm like, you're apologizing to the demographic that is not offended by you selling underwear. In fact, you're probably going to get
way more
subscribers.
And requests for underwear, for sure. Fucking, you can have a Black Friday sale on that shit, dude.
I was thinking Twitch.
Cyber Monday sale on my fucking soiled underwear.
Bro, I was thinking Twitch needs to like, you know, they... Instead of like bits, it just needs to be like underwear, like a dirty underwear mechanism. Just like auto mail,
oh auto complete.
So gross. Oh, how terrible is it that you would have to sell your dirty underwear to some creep? You should sell it to me, a real collector, a connoisseur.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before. It's a thing, dude. You can't just sell any old underwear.
What?
It's got to have the pattern.
What do you mean?
It's like a triangle pattern. It's like there's like notes.
What are you talking about?
Underwear sniffing. Like people who buy underwear.
Yeah.
They have like ways to tell if it's like
used.
It's like wine tasting. Yeah.
Oh, I'm feeling really ill from this. I'm feeling this awful feeling that I have right now.
What?
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Just walking into an old Spanish vineyard.
Yeah.
You see a man behind a counter.
It's like, what vintage?
And there's an old man who's like, 64. He's like, we have a wonderful 64 here. Opens a drawer, pulls out a brassiere.
Oh, God.
Is that what it is? The thing that you tie up in the back?
The bra, I mean, bras aren't that weird because unless you're like lactating, there's nothing coming out of a bra. You know what I'm saying?
The titty sweat.
Titty sweat, I guess, but like they'd be like buying a used shirt off somebody.
That's
same
true,
thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's like, you know, there's the internal juices and stuff that comes out of an ass.
Yeah.
And a vagina and a dick and whatever, you know?
Yeah. Just, like, well, we're at that age where we just kind of randomly.
Yeah, exactly.
If we bend over too fast.
So, oh, Hershey squirt, for sure. Yeah.
That's going to be us live. Yo, what's up, guys? Make some noise. Whoop.
Fuck. Yo, who's got some clean undies up in this bitch? Toss them up on stage.
Oh my God. Just like
men only.
Just lock your legs in that position for the rest of the show. Nah, I'm chilling right here, dog. Nah, I'm good. I'm all the way good, dude.
You sure you don't want to get up? Are we supposed to stand for this bit?
Nah, dude. I'm good right here, dude.
I'm chilling, man.
Wish I didn't wear shorts. It's a little cold in here.
Again.
Shit.
You get up.
Man, I'm terrified. One of us will just get IBS one day.
I'm pretty sure I have that shit already.
Or like in the next 4 weeks, one of us like develops extreme IBS and we have a 35-day tour.
Just shitting all over the bus.
Just
a bunk just covered in shit.
Well, oh, man. Back to pooping.
You don't
want to
go in there.
Back to pooping again. Back to shitting. Man, we're going to have to doggy. Ollie's good practice, dude. We're going to have to doggy bag ourselves.
Yeah, I know.
On the bus.
Yeah. I might just shit like into my hand. Put the doggy bag over my hand, shit directly into my hand.
Yeah.
And then it into your bunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're eating bar food, man. I don't think it'll hold together that long.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more
it's
of like
holding oatmeal.
Ew. Oh, fucking goddamn.
Oh, got him.
That was gross as shit. Jesus Christ, dude.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself in your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Yo, speaking of nasty shit, remember I was saying, like, it's crazy how many people we've made, like, yak?
Yeah.
Someone sent me a DM saying that they almost crashed into a concrete barrier at 80 miles an hour listening to our podcast. like, apparently we said something that made her laugh so hard that she almost crashed. And you know me, I work in lists of 2.
Yeah.
One, what happened? Like, we just... And you just crank the wheel left. Yeah.
How do you even laugh that hard?
Yeah.
How do you laugh that hard? You got to be like, like just lose fine motor skill completely.
Yeah.
Well, seizing.
I don't know what the motion would be. This isn't the first time someone's told us this, but the second thing that, you know, when we get this message, I'm always wondering, why are you driving so fast to a podcast? It's not rap music where you crank it and you're feeling like the boss.
Yeah.
And you just want to mash on the freeway.
Yeah.
A podcast should slow you down.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Make you just
100%, dude. Every time I'm listening to a good-ass podcast,
oh, man, I throw that.
I want to make that drive last as long as I can, you know? Vibe out to some NPR and just fucking cruise, you know?
Holy shit. Just turning up a podcast all the way inside of like a turboed Corvette. It's like, oh yeah, boys.
And driving 30 on the 405.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just pumping some Rogan and driving 30 in their Corvette in the 405. We're honking at you and shit like that.
It's the weirdest or the inverse.
Relax, man. Smoke some weed.
Imagine someone speeding to a podcast in a car chase.
Yeah.
Deep car chase.
Yeah.
swerving through traffic and it's just in the background. Yeah, you know, that's really the problem with the school system. It's just, if we could find a way to improve the way, because, you know, tax dollars, they have a way of just funneling into programs that don't end up doing anything for our children.
That, speaking of car chases, man, that shit was crazy. The one the other night.
Oh yeah, we had. By the way, guys, Cody went to Mexico. We haven't seen each other in 4 days.
Oh yeah,
this episode is about to be ADD.
Yeah, oh yeah, 100%.
We're gonna be jumping hot round. New shit every 60 seconds.
Yeah,
there was a car chase that happened a few days ago.
You see that video of that deer?
Oh yeah,
the deer getting hit by
that car.
The car, yeah, that's crazy,
insane, dude.
Yeah, leprechauns are crazy.
That car chase was pretty wild.
It was crazy.
Why would you rob a bank in the busiest part of LA?
At rush hour.
The dumbest shit.
At fucking rush hour. What are you doing?
The dumbest shit.
What are you doing? This guy robbed a bank and then got stuck in traffic.
Yeah. He would have been.
You idiot.
He would have been better off robbing that bank and going into the metro, like the subway.
Yeah.
Because everyone forgets there's a subway in LA and it's. Yeah. Fucking disgusting, and no one wants to use it. Yeah. He could have just walked down those stairs, and the police would have been like, ugh.
Yeah, I'm not going in there.
Yeah.
It's my break right now, so.
We haven't gone into the underworld in many decades.
Yeah. That, I mean, like, just weird seeing it. This helicopter's following this guy. They're live streaming the whole thing.
Which is sick.
Which is, first of all, fucking sick. It's funny. It's crazy how, like, shareable that shit is. Our buddy's like, yo, there's a car chase. And immediately all of us are on that shit, like, just like texting about it. Oh, shit. Crazy turn. Oh, he's going the wrong way on the 405. Holy fuck.
The news is loving that shit.
Yeah. It's just like watching a episode of fucking Hot Wheels or some shit.
Cody, thank you for the bits. Wonderful reporting, guys. Keep it up. Yeah. And then these dudes, they hit a car and crashed in downtown, then took off on foot.
And then he tried to fucking carjack another person, like GTA.
Yeah.
He like pointed, like, I think he had a gun.
Something.
Pointed a gun in the window and was like, let me get your car. And the person just drove off. And he's like, fuck, man, fuck. And so he started running.
He thought it was going to be easier.
Yeah. And then eventually just got absolutely tackled by the cops.
such a hilarious thing. You're just assuming the car door's unlocked.
Yeah, I know.
That's the first thing you do.
Yeah.
You get in the car and just like, just, yep.
Later. Not getting carjacked today.
Come on, dude.
Come on, open up, man. Come on. It's like a Ford Fusion.
There's no...
Let me in.
There's no amount of money that they got that could have been worth a bank robbery.
I know.
Banks don't even have a lot of money, like, on hand.
I know.
It's like, I don't know, it's like quarter mil, half a mil.
No, but that's like in the safe, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like split
like
between
in
the safe.
Like in
and,
the, I don't even know. Like what?
No, I was a teller. Like it's like 20 grand max.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's pretty good for what?
No, but it's
you
like
run
it's,
in there 45 seconds, you get 20 grand.
No, it's like separated in drawers and stuff, and like locked away. It's like you only ever keep like 5 grand maybe in your top drawer or like two.
Did anyone rob your bank when you were there?
No, it happened before.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you ever scared that it would happen? Like
no.
Really?
I thought I talked about this. Because of the robbery, they put double pane glass.
Like, oh yeah.
The dudes came in with a like a SMG.
What?
Yeah, it was like some like real like a real
Batman.
Ass robbery. Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
It was two of them, but what was funny was they were robbing the fucking place. Well, first of all, they pull up and they have our personal banker. It was his first fucking day on the job.
No.
Or like his first week.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
These dudes walking
this
with
shit
the SMG,
happens?
Yeah, masked up, and at that point the bank didn't have any double pane glass.
Okay,
it was like older, so they just hopped over with the gun and they were like, "Give us the money." This teller apparently that was working there, this dumbass, she like wants to be a hero.
No, what?
She's like, "No, I'm not giving the money." My branch manager was like,
"Here's the money."
No, she was like, "Give him the money." She's like, "No," she's like. Give
insurance
him,
will yeah, cover right, this. Yeah. It's fine.
Give him the fucking money. So after she like gets firm with her, she starts to give the money. And it, like just like some straight out of like some Batman shit, like 1950s Batman, cartoon, the bag they used, there's a hole in it.
No way.
So they're putting money in it, and it's falling out of the bag.
Oh, my God.
And they didn't even realize it was falling out of the bag. This, you couldn't come better prepared. You're about to commit, like, some fucking federal felony, and you...
You come with a bag with a hole. So yeah. You think someone would have checked that? Someone at some point. All right, gear check.
All right, gun check. Mask check. Adidas check.
Adidas. Bag. Fly, by the way.
Yeah.
Those very kicks nice. Are tight.
Sick. Shell toe. Fire. What else are we forgetting?
What else?
I think we're good.
Masks. Yeah. We need those? No,
we got them.
Okay, we got masks. Cool.
We're good. They just, as they're pulling up,
oh, we forgot the fucking bag.
Damn.
It's like, I mean, I got this 7-Eleven bag.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, exactly.
All right, man. Yeah, better than nothing.
Yeah. They're going, and then they took the money, and then they dipped. And then I don't think they ever got caught.
Really?
Because our freeway was, or our branch was right by a freeway.
Okay.
So it was easy, just like hop on, and like you're gone.
Damn, that's crazy.
So like after that, they put the double ping. And I guess that's a thing, like, some banks, like, not... all of them, but like you can assume that some of them, like when they put in the double pane glass, it's because it's been robbed.
Really?
It's like a reactionary thing.
Huh.
Yeah. It's like this risk is proven, so they add it.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That, you know, banks, they stink, bro.
Yeah, dude. Is this just like a political conversation? Is
that no.
Banks, man?
They stink.
Banks suck.
No,
dude.
I mean like they actually smell.
Yeah.
Like working in
banks
there.
Stink.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because it's the money, stinky money,
stinky money, and like
that's what the song was about.
No, you're just locked in that fucking David Blaine cube,
yeah,
with three other people and busting ass. And this is me and this other dude working. Oh man, it was just us two, and like the only like I mean the AC is supposed to work in there, but it doesn't.
Yeah,
yeah.
Did someone ever come in and was like, "I want to deposit $1 million"? I mean, like, what's the craziest shit that happened?
The literal, like a literal crazy shit, like old people shat themselves in the bank.
What?
Yeah, they just
customers.
Yeah, like they'd be sitting there, like waiting for someone to pick them up. And they just shit themselves.
Like, yeah, what would they do?
Just someone had to clean it up. So that's the craziest shit that's ever happened.
Literally the craziest shit.
Yeah, dude, shit and pissed himself.
And they just got up and walked out.
No, and then like his son or whatever came and picked him up. But yeah, it was just like doo doo.
Oh my God, that's like sad and funny at the same time.
I think they brought someone in to clean it up. It was like, he's so old. Like, he just fucking.
And we're back to poop.
Yeah, back to poop.
Oh.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love DashPass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. DashPass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, DashPass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. DashPass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about DashPass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. I'm trying to think of the craziest transaction. I got skimmed.
What's that mean?
Like a dude put someone else's debit card number on another card.
Okay.
And like the card name matched his face.
Okay.
And he like drew all the money out.
No way.
Yeah. I could point him out.
So you got robbed.
I got robbed, yeah.
That's crazy.
I could point him out in a line. It happened like on like my second to last day.
Really?
Yeah, it was so funny.
How did you know?
My branch manager like told me like, no, it actually, I think it was in my last week. Because it was basically like, I remember like it was like leading up to my last day. Like she had just like fucking had it with me. Yeah. Like I was always fucking some shit up. I was like on Lexapro, like just half zanned out. Yeah. Like just like, you want to put what and where? Sure. And so, yeah. And like, I remember her just being like, it's fine. Like you're leaving. It doesn't even matter. There's really nothing to say here, bud.
So what happens in that scenario? Do they get their, like, does the bank compensate the person? Definitely, right? Because it was the bank's fault.
But like, there's like some investigation and they like look at the tapes and I definitely gave him the money.
How much was it?
Like $3,000.
That's still.
Yeah.
Still pretty good payday.
Yeah, that's a good payday.
Walking to a bank and just fucking tricked them into giving you $3,000.
I know.
That's pretty dope.
He picked the perfect dude.
Yeah. You.
On half Zans.
Yeah, half asleep.
On half Zans, depressed.
Yo, can I get $10,000? Yeah, sure, man. Yeah. That'll be
fucking
$4.
Ten. What's your name?
Steven.
Nice to meet you, dude. Yo,
I'm gonna write on the first bill.
Yeah, dap through the glass. Steven. One time.
Yeah.
Word.
Enjoy that, bro.
Yeah. Yo, copy something nice with that, man.
Yeah.
Let me know how it works out. There's this other fool. There's this other dude. He was like this old Korean dude. And like I jokingly called him a turtle, cause like, I don't know, he just was old, so he like couldn't walk fast.
Yeah.
And he would like, it was the homie, like he same transaction every time, withdraw $200.
Okay.
And he like walks into the bank, and he's just walking real slow, and you're just sitting there waiting for him, and like his feet are just kind of shuffling over the carpet. Big dude, and it's like he's just this big old turtle. And I remember one time, like, I was looking at him, I looked away, and I looked back at him, and he nodded up at me and, like, threw up his finger, like, as if, like, to say, I'll be there in a second.
That's badass.
Yeah, it was hilarious. He's like, I'll be right there.
That's badass.
I'll be right there.
He's like, I'm not waiting on anybody.
Yeah, I'll be right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time.
People are waiting on me.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting on anybody. I'd take my goddamn time.
I think that's...
Old as shit. I've raised 3 families.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck about anybody.
This big ass line behind him. I don't care.
I don't give a shit.
I really don't care.
Don't care at all. I immigrated here. I've started three businesses.
I'm Gucci.
I'm good.
Yeah. I think the craziest thing about working at a bank is it's almost the same shit every day.
Mm-hmm.
Older people love going to the bank. They love the routine of the bank.
Who goes to the bank? Like, I've gone to the bank.
It's almost all old people.
Twice in the past year to, like, wire money. That's it.
Almost exclusively old people.
So they go and get cash?
Yeah, they get cash. They, I mean, business people, when people that run certain types of businesses need to bring, like, a shitload of checks.
So yeah,
like, that's one thing we would do, like, batch check deposits, like, stuff like that.
Yeah. But even now, it's like, nobody gets paid in checks anymore.
Not really.
Not at all.
Well, there was a lady who would come in. She still ran a checkbook. Everything. Deposits, everything.
Really?
I'm like, that's on the computer.
Yeah.
She's just, no.
No.
I want it this way. And she just, man, just this 15-layer checkbook of her, just every transaction ever.
That's so crazy, dude.
Crusty as hell.
I'd like to withdraw $20, please.
Handwritten note.
Yeah. That's the. Oh, that's,
I have a MoneyGram, a money order.
That's the way people rob banks, was the notes.
Yeah.
This is easy.
Oh, yeah.
Because they just slip you the note.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what does it say? Give me the money?
Yeah. And like, you're supposed to just give it up.
The bank says that?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
So I just told you all how to rob a bank.
Yeah, for all the potential bank robbers out there.
Yeah, they just want
to
do it.
Yeah, yeah. Just know that they will give you the money. They're supposed to.
But
so.
You're probably going to get like $500. That's what I'm saying. It's not worth it. Just get a fucking job.
That's $500. That's a go for it.
Yeah. Know? That's a cheap, man. You make $500 and you go to go hang out Tekashi, that's sick. that's like the best meet and greet. Getting paid to meet and greet with your favorite rapper.
Kids are like trying to go to jail now to meet 6ix9ine.
Holy shit. 16-year-olds robbing federal banks.
I really want to see Tekashi, dude.
My mom didn't give me tickets, and now he's in jail. We're never gonna meet him. unless we do this. We have to rob this bank, Taylor.
Speaking of kids, I was thinking of really bad husband humor.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like husband humor is just, after 10 years, they feel like they're green light to just, like, trash their wife.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
Oh, yeah, she, this one right over here.
Yeah, she doesn't listen.
I see myself starting to do this just because Alina and I have been together for so long. We're coming up on 7 years.
Oh, that's so funny. We it's like a small roast other. Battle whenever you're like talking to someone else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's.
Well, you know, this one over here, I'll fucking gas all the time. Yeah.
I mean, that's what it turns into.
Yeah.
You got to get it out somehow.
Well, maybe if someone wasn't so shitty at cooking,
yeah,
we'd eat something other than refried beans every night.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
Can't handle refried beans. She doesn't like Mexican food. Racist. Yeah. Look at that. Racist as well as gassy.
I married a gassy racist. Have a look at that. Have a look at that. That's the funny.
That's the coping mechanism for just marriage in general.
No, it is.
Roasting your spouse in public.
You have to.
Just dissing her right and eating it back.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how you get it. Because people think that they're just going to love this person for 10 years.
Yeah.
You ever lived with just another person for like one or two?
Yeah. I have now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, just like I'm sure Devin and Marcus did shit that fucking got on your nerves.
Oh, yeah, dude.
As roommates.
100%.
Then you add.
I mean, I definitely did too.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, we all did.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's just close quarters, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how you get it out.
Yeah.
Anyway. oh, good.
And what will you guys be having for an appetizer? Well, I would get nachos, but this one's celiac, so apparently that's a disease now. Can't eat carbs all of a sudden.
Whatever the fuck celiac is, yeah, yeah. I don't know who she is.
Yeah, I guess. Funny that celiac basically was invented 20 years ago.
Yeah, but, you know, I guess I'll have a single garbanzo bean. Is that all right, honey?
No, just give me some romaine lettuce.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, can't have that either.
E. coli.
E. coli. So.
What can we eat? Well, maybe we should just eat nothing. I'm just going to eat the menu. I'm going to eat all the ideas of good food. Honey, go ahead. Could you get him a kid's menu? Because he's acting like a child.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Michael, actually, it might do some benefit for you to eat nothing. Okay? Yeah. Wouldn't kill you to go to the gym once in a while, okay?
Oh, here we go.
Maybe your dick would be bigger, actually.
Oh, someone wants to talk about the gym. Well, I would go to the gym if I wasn't always cleaning up after your messy ass. How about that? How about that, Cindy?
Yeah, I mean, you could do a chore once in a while. You could do a chore once in a while.
When's
the last time you unloaded the dishwasher? When's the last time?
I always unload and load the dishwasher because you can't load a dishwasher to save your life.
Oh, I put the spools on the bottom one time. One fucking time you're going to hold that against me.
Yeah, bowls and pans, it's just a god. Guys, this is what your parents would have sounded like if they stayed married. Just kidding.
Ooh, cold. Kidding. Cold.
No, I was here's a bad one. Inception 2. Cobb tries to reverse engineer his wife's feelings. It's like Leo's character. He's so stupid. Like him and his wife get in an argument. And he just like keeps like repeating like, but the logic, like logically, it's like, this is what I did. And then now you're like, he doesn't get it.
Okay.
And she's like talking about her feelings. He's like, I don't get your feelings. Like stupid. So then he hooks her up to the Inception machine and he calls all
dives
his,
in her head.
All with his bros. He's okay, like, dude, yeah, come over here. Look at this bullshit. Yeah. And then they go like 15 layers deep through all of her
and
emotions.
And find out she's actually right.
Yeah. They get to the bottom, like where they put in the little pinwheel and they just like open up the safe and open up a letter. It's like, you're an asshole.
They're like, damn.
He's like, oh.
I guess I am kind of an asshole.
Fuck.
Fuck. We got to get out of here.
No, then they're
then
just.
They have to do that like reverse segment or whatever.
No, they're down there like, how do we trick her into thinking?
Yeah,
I'm
just
sorry.
Replace the note. Replace the note. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah, please. Okay.
Who's got whiteout?
Okay, wait, no. Cobb. Here we go. Okay. Cobb is a nice guy. Okay, boom.
Boom.
And then. Oh, so you think you just say sorry and that's how this fix? That's how this is fixed? You just say sorry? You don't actually look at my feelings? He's like, oh.
It didn't work.
Hook her back in.
Inception 2.
Inception 2. Cobb finds out women have feelings.
I
feel like that's like a lot of stand-up from the 90s.
Yeah, probably.
Women's feelings? What are they?
Yeah.
I don't understand women.
Oh.
I don't understand you guys. You guys are a new breed.
Oh, everything with women changes all the time. Yeah. Yuck, yuck, yuck. I always want something different. Me, I'm simple. I just want a sandwich and some milk. If only women could be like me.
Dudes just want to date dudes, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Someone read that one time. It was like, someone tweeted that one time.
That famous tweet.
The one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where it was like, dudes want a girl that play
video games, wear Jordans, and wear snapbacks. Sound like you want to date a dude, dude.
Sound like you want to date one of your homies.
Yeah, date the homies, yeah. Yeah, Shiggy was roasting one of his friends on Instagram about that.
Really?
He's like, tell me again, what's your ideal girl? He's like, man, I want me a girl like a ball, bro. He's like, a baller, like plays ball. He's like, yeah. He's like a tomboy. He's like, yeah. Snapback, all that. He's like, bro, you describing me. He's like, this motherfucker want to date me.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
That's the goofiest shit.
That's pretty fucking funny.
I think that's just men regressing to being 12.
Yeah.
My homie Paul said the funniest shit. He's like, I'm looking for a side fella. Not like I'm gay, like I just a fella I can hang out with on the side. Because he's married with a kid.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. I wrote some dumb shit way back about like, that's pretty fucking funny. When you're in a relationship, you're deprived of like hanging out with dudes so long that like it becomes weird, like how much you want to be around dude shit.
Yeah, yeah. I think we talked about this one time.
Yeah, we definitely did. This is the episode where we have dementia.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about something fun.
Let's take a break real quick.
So that was my shitty joke.
Let's take a break.
Let's talk about something
let's
fun.
Let's talk about something fun.
The ads. The ad
sponsorships. We'll be right back. We're going to do these very quickly. All right, we're getting better at doing these fast.
Yeah, we are. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys. This episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, DashPass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. DashPass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about DashPass, because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
All right, motherfuckers, we're back. And apparently Logan Paul has a podcast now. It's called Impulsive. You see what he did there? Impulsive.
No, he plugged it when he was apologizing about the tree thing.
Yeah, but now it's finally out. First episode came out on the 19th of November.
I think he said something like, it's pretty impulsive the way I did that.
Did he?
I thought it was something like that.
Really?
It was pretty, like, dang.
It's a pretty shitty name for him to choose.
Impulsive?
Impulsive. Doesn't like, really just, make... I mean, it's like just a bad pun, but it's also like in retrospect, the things he's done.
Yeah.
Probably impulsive wasn't the right choice for a title of your podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
To express how much you've changed.
Yeah.
I'm still impulsive, man. Whatever. My name's Paul. It's in the word.
No, I'm
a changed guy, but I'm like, I still do impulsive shit.
Yeah. No, I'm Paul Siv.
Yeah.
He's rebranding from Logan Paul to Paul Siv.
Paul Siv.
I'm Paul Siv.
That's what it means?
I'm Paul Civilized. What if it's Paul a completely Siv. Subdued podcast?
I'm Paul Siv. Hey, impulsive.
Everyone.
No, I'm Paul Siv.
Hi, everyone.
Why does everyone think it's impulsive?
Paul Siv, the creator formerly known as Logan Paul. On this podcast, I will be discussing the order of operations and social structure when it comes to... public behavior.
Mom, this shit sucks. I don't know why I'm laughing so hard at someone named Paul Siv trying to start a podcast called I'm Paul Siv.
Hi, I'm Paul Siv.
Being like, impulsive.
No,
no. No, it's not impulsive. It's my name, Paul Siv. I'm Paul Siv.
Impulsive.
Impulsive.
Because your name's Paul.
Oh, I see. It's like a little play on words. No, it's not a play on words. It's just my name.
Got it.
I'm Paul Siv.
Got it.
I'm Paul Siv. That's me. I'm the host. I'm Paul Siv. How do you not?
But if you keep saying it faster.
I'm Paul Siv.
Keep going.
I'm Paul Siv. It's my name.
Impulsive.
It's not impulsive.
Impulsive.
It's not impulsive.
Let's hear the first episode.
Let's hear the third one, because the third one is called I Gave Summer Rae the D.
That's so cool, dude.
It's bound to be good, dude.
That's so cool.
That's bound to be good. Let's see what we got.
Your second toe being bigger than your big toe shows dominance.
It's scientific facts. Goodbye.
Yep, facts.
Oh, this already is so annoying.
Yeah.
Holy God.
Yeah, that.
Facts. That's facts. That's science. Oh.
You want to know what else is lit? Sucking toes.
When the girl who gets a coffee. Yo, what's poppin'? My name is Logan Paul. Welcome back to another episode of Impulsive. I have my roommates with me here. Film Dispenser.
Hey, I like plants.
He's a vegan. And Mike Malak.
Hi, I like plants.
That's Spencer's thing.
Pause it. Why does it sound like the opening credits to Next?
Yo, what's up? I'm Logan Paul, and welcome to my podcast. I'm here with my roommates. Yo, it's D. Spence.
Like, fuck this shit.
I'm a vegan, I love plants.
He loves plants.
I'm 23.
I love plants, and I'm ready to plant my seed deep in Christina. Your teeth are yellow. Next.
The number one podcast in the world. So thank you to everyone who subscribed.
What? What? That cannot be fucking true.
Oh, let's have a look.
Is that true?
Cody about to get pissed off about the analytics.
Yep, I'm about to end it all if this is true. Let's see. Browse. Top charts. I hope to God this is not true. Podcasts. Not true at all, dog. Number one is Conan O'Brien needs a friend.
We're coming for you, Conan.
Yep. This is not even on the fucking top 50, dude.
Fucking liar, dude.
That is horseshit.
Maybe
he just said that.
Thank you. Thank you for making my podcast the top podcast in the world. Not like
Cody's about to do the what right now?
What?
You're setting the record straight. I'm doing the what?
I'm just saying, like, not like quantifiably, like it's not on, like you can't, like it's not on the charts, not number one or whatever. But it, like, in my opinion, it's the best.
It's definitely the best.
It's definitely the best, and like people have told me that it's the best. So thank you for making it the best.
Yeah, for sure.
5 stars. And
what is it, like 22 million people?
22 million
that ranked us 5 yep. stars this yeah. last time?
It's incredible. Honestly incredible.
Oh, they're joking. So it was a joke.
Listens and enjoys hearing us talk about awesome shit, quite honestly. Today we have an awesome episode, an awesome guest by the name of Summer Rae. Before I bring her on, I'm gonna say it again. Guys, we got a sponsor this week. We gotta have another person.
Damn, he opened this, it,
bro.
Opened it. Opened it with the sponsor.
I hate this, dude. I hate that he just jumps into shit and just assumes he's the fucking best at it. And then you can tell in his voice. Today we got an awesome sponsor, you guys. Like, he's all stoked up to do a podcast. Wait a year, man. This shit gets fucking boring.
Holy shit. No, man.
I'm kidding.
Boring is not a good word. You know what it is? It's fucking... I feel pressure, man, recently.
For the podcast?
A little bit.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I feel like I have to come in here and one-up myself. Like after.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like anything.
But after squat 680, that's tough, man.
No, it's never going to get better than that, dude. Because, that was like the fifth episode, too.
Man, I can't, like, how many, like, things, I was, like, on stream, I was recanting on stream.
Okay, yeah, yeah. What's that again?
When you can't even and you just got to,
oh, okay.
You got to join in the can't even.
I recant even.
Yeah, recanting.
Okay.
Just all the stupid bits I've come up with for the podcast, and I don't know. I feel like all these things that I try to, I mean, yeah, this will be funny.
Mm-hmm.
I like look through the comments. No one acknowledges the thing that I was like, all right. Well, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to just go fuck myself then. Yeah, it's all good.
Cool. Yeah. I think Pennywise was probably our best one in a minute.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking funny.
But then I will say, like, going back and like thinking and like, in the chat, people were bringing up like random bits, like Lil Pump on The Bachelorette and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It's like, okay, like, I feel like I feel like we've been diligent in like trying to be funny.
Yeah,
you know.
I want to know what Impulsive is like. Someone listen to a full episode and report back.
Yeah, somebody.
By the way, last time we said that when we like asked somebody to do something was in the last episode or the one before when we were talking about if you're an artist, draw a Molly cow.
Oh, so they did it.
And the homie came through with a full color, incredible illustration of a Molly cow. I want to shout you out, but I don't know your name right now.
It's on my Twitter.
God damn, that was so fucking funny.
It like, and the milk is just like spilled all beneath her, like her little ass, and just it's fucking gross. It's so good.
What's the boy's name?
Otto Palmer.
I forget.
Otto Palmer Fogg. You got a crazy last name, dude. That last name's offensive. If you're not gay, you can't have that last name.
Which
one? Fugg, which I'm sure is just, you know, cigarette in another language, but
yeah, exactly. Fucking
no, hold on. Let's describe. I mean, we'll put it up on the Patreon. But
yeah.
It's a cow. It's blonde, which is hilarious to begin with. And then it's got like, you know, like a little festy flower headband. And then it's tagged. It's tagged on the ear, like the fucking livestock tag. And then it's got face glitter. It's got star pasties with a fishnet crop top. Belly out. It's got festy bracelets. It's got a hula hoop.
I gotta fucking see this. This is on yours?
Yeah, sitting next to a pink carton, like the paper carton fold out Molly milk. That is what a carton is. What am I talking about? It's not a jug. And then it's got like wilted, tired udders. It's sitting in a pool of its own Molly milk.
The milk's pink.
Yeah.
Strawberry milk.
This feels like a porn set. It's like it's not. And it's got the little hula hoop. It's got the little Wook shoes, like the fucking furry boots. Yeah.
This is so great.
Yeah.
Molly milk. It's got like a shitty tattoo on his neck.
Yeah.
LXIL.
Yeah. Ladies, would you wear this?
Or men.
I think dudes would wear it. Ladies, let us know what you would actually wear of our merch. Because if you leave it up to us, we're just going to keep making monster truck merch.
We're just going to keep making hoodies.
Yeah.
I love hoodies. It's the only merch item that I actually wear. Speaking of which, I'm wearing TMG right now.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone who bought some shit for
for, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Blue Saturday, Chill Sunday.
Red Sunday, yeah, whatever.
We appreciate you guys. A lot of people bought merch, so we were pretty happy.
Well, I mean,
we did work pretty hard and fast on this shit.
Yeah, I mean, well, big shout out to Brandon Lapine and Blaze.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but absolutely. I'm just saying administrative stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, we...
Because everyone's just, yo, get that shit in before Black Friday, dude. It's crazy.
We're like, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, we did. So appreciate everybody copping the monster truck design. I was afraid people were going to be like, someone said...
Dude, I'm going to just say, you motherfuckers on Patreon led us astray.
Yeah, y'all were like, yo, that white long sleeve, I'm copping.
No,
that.
The meat guy's one was the one that performed the best.
That's true, yeah.
And this one was the one that performed the worst, actually. So I put out a survey on Patreon. I was like, which of these designs do you like the best? Because we were contemplating maybe not doing one of them or something just to like limit the number of inventory we'd have to keep and blah, blah, blah. And it turned out to be no big deal. But we just basically wanted to collect info. So we're like, rate each design.
Yeah.
Or rate each merch item.
Yeah, and y'all were like, yo, the meat guy's joint, that's the one.
Yeah, that had the most definitely copping.
And that's the least copped.
That's the least copped right now.
Yeah.
Not to say it's nobody's copped it, because a lot of people have, but like the hoodie actually ended up being the most copped thing. Mm-hmm. That's why I think hoodies are just always good.
They are.
You can just wear a hoodie anywhere, dude. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know?
Arizona.
Wyoming. Japan.
That's terrible. Oh, man. I have to say, I think we're both a little... I think we're a little out of steam this week. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been working extremely hard on this mixtape.
Oh, yeah.
And it's done.
It's done. We just submitted it right before I came here. I submitted it. It comes out on...
December 20th.
I was going to make a drum roll. I was going to have you do a drum roll.
My bad.
And then I was going to... You want to redo it?
Yeah.
It comes out on... Oh, I thought you were...
No.
I was going to do the...
Yeah, no, it's fine. Okay. Three, two...
Three, one. It comes out on...
December...
No... Oh, we're doing it at the same time.
Yeah.
One, two, three,
four, seven.
Go. It comes December, out on December 20th.
Bum, bum, bum. should we leak a song right now?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm gonna leak one song. This is it.
What is
that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about food and sun and done and now. Ha, yeah, and done, chitin, done, yo.
Is that Polish?
What? It was Polish, yeah. What is this? Stop playing copyrighted music on the fucking podcast, dude.
I got that tiny meat. Oh, yeah.
That tiny meat.
I got that tiny fucking meat.
Tiny meat.
I got some tiny. Yeah, whatever.
That small ass meat.
Yep. That's the mixtape. Seven tracks of that funky, groovy ass shit.
I'm pumped, dude. I'm pumped. Should we actually leak a little bit of a song?
No.
Okay.
We
so don't, it's seven songs plus a little plus no plus a little sketch.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So
yeah. What were I talking
about? Again, six new songs,
and we definitely experimented.
Yeah.
You know, I know some of you mentioned you don't like auto-tune.
Yeah, well...
Learn to like it, motherfucker.
Learn to like it, motherfuckers, because...
We definitely fucked around with it.
Half the songs are
half. Yeah, it's not
auto-tuned.
It's still mostly rapping.
Yeah.
You know, there's only one song where it's actually, fully auto-tuned.
Yeah.
But it's, it's satire, so it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope you guys like it.
Yeah, between that and working on the tour, man.
Yeah.
I haven't had any funny thoughts. I've just been thinking about how we get certain shit done.
Yeah. Oh yeah. By the way, so new tickets in St. Louis.
Yeah.
More tickets in St. Louis are on sale. Nashville. We're gonna be at the Nashville Comedy Festival.
Yeah, which is bro.
And then Seattle. There's a new show. So if check, maybe hopefully there's tickets left by the time you're listening to this.
Yeah, dog. I'm
tinymeattour.com.
Being at the Nashville Comedy Festival is pretty humbling to me.
I know. How is that humbling? I hate when people say that. Humbling? People always say that in the worst. No, this doesn't humble you. It humbles you that you got added to a crazy huge comedy festival. How is that humbling at all?
I guess maybe I'm not using the word correctly, but I guess for me it's like.
I just, everyone, not to say this is, not, this is nothing against
oh,
you.
Oh, no,
I'm
I thought you were asking me legitimately.
I'm saying because No. I'm just saying I hate like that word in sense. People are like, wow, I'm absolutely humbled to receive this award as the dopest dude on earth. It's so humbling to see how much support I have. No, it's not. How is that humbling at all? That doesn't make you humble.
Let's look at the definition, dude. Having or showing a modest or low estimate of one's importance.
Why would anything...
Lower in dignity or importance. Yeah, true, yeah.
I'm just so humbled by these fucking album sales. It's so humbling that millions of people fuck with me.
Used in a sentence, he was humble about his stature as one of rock history's most influential guitarists. Oh, okay. Oh, no. Sorry, I read that too. Showing a modest or low estimate of one's own importance.
Yeah.
No, so you're humbled in that, like, you didn't think, like you're getting this award, but you're humbled because you're like, wow, damn, I never thought I'd be more than just, like, a barroom guitarist.
Okay.
So it counts. So it's not.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, so it's not like, I get what you mean,
though.
Wow,
that's very humbling.
Yeah, yeah. Right,
it's super humbling. The fact that I was so wrong.
Yeah, and you never thought.
I never thought that I'd be this wrong.
Yeah, it's extremely humbling.
It's actually very humbling
to be this wrong.
You guys, I just want to say I'm just humbled by all the comments saying I have a huge dick.
Yeah,
from ex girlfriends and whatnot. I just want to say I'm absolutely humbled by that because I personally never thought I'd be the type to have a huge dick.
But here I am,
swinging with a giant hanger,
swinging sequoia trees.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say thank you. Humble. It really is humbling.
I don't know, man. I just when I look at the tour flyer, I think about like before we even like knew each other. I had this mic I used to go to and just get slaughtered every week. Oh God, dude, it was the most hurtful shit. And to walk back in there and like put my pride back together every week.
Yeah.
I mean, I was doing it on hard mode. Like, I was going into a mic with, like, Comedy Store regulars.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I had no idea that that's what I was hanging around.
Yeah.
So I'd bring my really shitty writing there, and they're just looking at me like, bro, we've been doing this, like, 15 years. Literally everything you say sucks.
Yeah.
It would be really crazy, though, when I get a laugh. Like, because it'd, like, be a stark, like... slicing through the room, like getting like laughs from those guys, it would be fucking rewarding as shit. But I just look at that, and then how hard like I try to get booked on shit, and how many shitty bringer shows.
Yeah,
that's the worst.
You gotta bring people.
Yes, it's so fucking shitty.
Yeah,
and like your friends do it like three times, and then it's like you're struggling to get booked. Because I was an engineer, I could never put in the time required to like be in the community.
Yeah.
So I was always trying to like pay for my time. And like, bro, you end up doing shows. I would do shows, man. I'd buy everyone's tickets and give them out. And then clubs would be like, nah, they all have to be here for you to get on stage.
What?
I've been told that.
That's weird.
All your friends have to be here. Like you can't just like pay the tickets. Because
they want bodies in the room.
Yeah.
But it's at least you've done that shit, dude. At least you've fucking been through the ringer a little bit.
Oh,
me,
for
I feel
sure.
like a fraud.
Yeah.
I'm like, why am I fucking on this comedy thing? Why am I? Why? I don't deserve to be in the fucking Nashville Comedy Festival.
I still don't feel
like,
that way.
What? Because what? We sit here and talk about dicks for an hour.
I don't know,
and we
man.
Do YouTube videos. I mean, maybe, I don't know. Maybe the world's changing, you know what I'm saying? But like, I just definitely haven't put in my time on stage.
Nah.
Besides the last tour that we were on and blah, blah, blah. And
yeah.
Open mics and shit like that. But it's not like I've been grinding for years and years. Been grinding for years on content, not necessarily on stage stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's what's great is like we're going to get to like bring material to you guys and like you actually want to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, doing, oh, bruh, bombing in front of big crowds is just.
Really?
It's fucking.
Just like, goddamn.
I've the biggest show I've done, I think, was about 1,000 people.
Okay. Where was that one? Was that the one in Seattle or whatever?
That was near Seattle,
Spokane?
No, Bellingham.
Oh, yeah, right.
We have people from Bellingham. Shout out.
Shout out, Bellingham.
That was fucking amazing.
Yeah?
Holy shit. That was so crazy. Like, just that whole moment. telling like my little ass like 5 minute set to like that many people and like having them like rolling.
Weren't you on stage for like an hour or some shit? Forty minutes?
No. That was Grant's Pass.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I got some shit for you guys in Oregon. I got some jokes for you guys.
Why?
Grant's Pass?
Yeah.
That's like butt fuck like hillbilly shit.
Really? How many people was that show?
That was like maybe 150, 200.
Oh, okay. And you were it was 40 minutes, right?
No, I had to do 25. Okay. It was the first time I had to do 25 by myself.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But, yeah, doing my little bullshit set in front of that big-ass crowd and, like, telling, like, my few jokes or whatever, and, like, I had, like, some nasty punchline and just feeling the whole room be like, ugh, like, left to right. It was like, damn, you got, like, the power. Shit was sick. I got off stage, and then I was pissed because, you know, I did well, and this guy gets up there. And he does this boo-boo 20-minute set. And I'm sitting there angry. Like, you know, if I just, like, had more material, like, if I had more time to work out material, I could definitely be up there.
Hmm.
It's like, you know, when I look at this tour, I'm like, damn, like, this is crazy.
Yeah, this is dope.
So I'm going to try to bring the heat.
Yeah.
Why do you sound nervous?
I'm not. I mean, like, I'm definitely nervous. It's going to be, dude. Fucking that 1,600 person show. That's crazy.
Yeah, Chicago show. Yeah. Oh, by the way, someone in the comments was concerned about your view. The venue we chose, the seating looks pretty good. It's like staggered.
And oh, it's like a theater.
Yeah, it's like
it's
a big theater.
Good.
Yeah.
It's going to be really good.
The view for everyone should be solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that big one I'm pretty hyped for.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking fun.
Yeah, y'all better bring that energy.
Yeah, bring that. Come wasted.
Yeah.
But not blacked out.
No.
Don't like.
No.
Because we remember that one
shout
dude.
Out our homie Harry Potter in San Diego that like got my blood boiling.
He was so fucked up. Just yelling during the show.
Yeah.
Like, dude, just chill.
He tweets at me every now and then.
Does he really?
Yeah, you're all right, man.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You see Starbucks blocked porn?
Yeah, dude.
From its free Wi-Fi in 2019.
They already stopped.
No, they haven't stopped yet, actually. It happens in 2019, so get all the porn you can in while you can in Starbucks.
Dude,
for those who watch porn in Starbucks.
I was sitting there sipping my fucking mocha, and then I got a message like, you have X amount of days to consume X hamster. Yeah. Just watching girls put gerbils in their butt.
Is that what X hamster is?
I mean, X hamster
is just hamster porn?
They got a lot of stuff on there, bro. They got a wonderful catalog.
It's no humans. It's hamsters fucking each other.
Oh, yeah, it's just hamster porn.
Yeah, XXX hamster.
Yo, these little.
Check out this baddie.
Yeah, they're going in.
Hamster porn.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the other nasty one? I mean, X hamster has all kinds of shit.
I mean, they're all kind of the same.
Oh, e-fucked.
Oh, yeah.
E-fucked
that one
is the bad one.
Yeah, that one is like its own class. That one's like, it's got like comedy porn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they got all
it's like when shit goes wrong in porn.
Yeah, speaking of poop.
Yeah, exactly.
My buddy's favorite link to send me was two porn stars hanging out in a hotel room, and they just had Taco Bell, and they're filming each other trying to shit their pants.
What?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Does one of them do it?
Yeah, she's trying to fart and then she shits. Yeah, and you see it.
Oh, damn.
You know what's
that's
hilarious is we say this, and I know every dude listening to this is like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I remembered it. Like, or they got like a memory. But I would venture to say most women don't destroy their early years, like their sanity, by doing this shit.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, I know girls watch porn, but like,
not like dudes do.
No, like
some girls do, but like I feel like most girls don't.
Not,
like they get to age 23 and it's like
not seeking like gruesome.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you haven't like by the time I was 18, I'd seen everything there was to see. The fucking prolapse videos we were watching, I've seen that shit before.
Yeah, totally.
It's weird to see it now again
because
I don't like seek it out, but I've seen that shit
before. Well, it's weird now because you relate to it.
Yeah, exactly. Because,
your hemorrhoids.
Yeah, yeah, and all that stuff, and irritable bowel syndrome and stuff like that. And
oh, man, she's got some crazy material, though.
Yeah, I know.
She got some wild performances.
Yeah, we're actually bringing her out as a guest on tour.
Yeah, she's actually her and the gummy worm girl. Those are going to be the opening acts. Live prolapse and, like, 2-foot deep throat.
Yeah, we're going to be the fucking Who's Got Talent judges.
Yeah, yeah, that's actually our whole show. Ding, is like ding. We're bringing just disgusting acts and we're gonna judge them. And actually Simon Cowell is gonna join us.
Yeah, yeah. He's coming on tour with us.
You can guess we're gonna vote everyone through. So Simon is gonna be the one who's the problem.
Awful. Just awful.
Awful, mate.
Awful.
The way you prolapse is like, it's boring. There's nothing exciting about it.
Yeah.
Make it interesting.
Yeah.
I've seen
put some glitter up there or something.
Oh my God, this girl prolapses and just
explodes glitter.
Yep. Crap. Oh my God.
It's a pinata. She's got candy in there.
Yo, I know we got some VFX guys that listens to this. Yo, take her out of the room. Comp her out of the room and fucking roto her in to an America's Got Talent sequence and just get the crowd going wild after she fucking prolapses.
Takes her ass out.
Yeah, pulls out her own intestines, dude.
This is crazy, man. Starbucks will ban porn on its free Wi-Fi in all U.S. stores next year after an internet safety group said that public networks are attracting pedophiles and sex offenders.
Why do pedophiles gotta fucking ruin everything?
What are you doing at a Starbucks? That's a safer environment for you to watch child porn?
Well, they don't get internet at their, you know.
At their place? Because they can't have internet because they're convicted. So yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
That's fucking foul, dude.
So you're fucking watching child porn at Starbucks?
Which is just... That makes me question every weird dude with a mustache and like the fucking the wheelie briefcase.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Just fucking putting miscellaneous documents in there and shit. I'm working on getting a boner. God damn it, dude. What? Oh.
Like,
not cool.
You know those dudes always have like manila folders for some reason?
Yeah.
Yellow fucking.
Yeah.
What are you taking out of there? What are you keeping folders?
Or that famous dude like in San Francisco who brings like the entire studio
to
whatever his Starbucks.
Starbucks.
There's some dude, I don't know if it was him, but there was a dude who would do that. There's a dude who would do that.
Nice.
And my homie.
He said doo-doo.
Yeah, my homie Clay, he lived. Yeah, doo-doo. Shout out.
That's fucking dope.
My homie Clay lived up in San Francisco. And he, you know, he liked to work in music in public places, but he would just like, you know, sit on his laptop. He had like a small MIDI controller working in Reason.
Yeah.
Just like.
Fucking idiot.
Yep, just doofus.
Absolute idiot.
Moron.
Reason. No reason to use that shit.
You ever use Reason?
No. I never use it.
I actually like the concept of it as a software.
Apparently, it's got a nice sound. Apparently, like, the DAW has some shit built into it where, like, some fucking compressor or something that makes your song sound different.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, producers who use everything can tell which songs have been produced with Reason. It's kind
of
cool. Apparently, I don't know.
Yeah, no. That's, I mean, you've heard that for forever.
Yeah.
But... The layout of the software is actually pretty interesting. So you have a MIDI timeline at the bottom.
Yeah.
And the way it's designed is like the timeline's at the bottom. Then above it, all the plugins and stuff look like it just looks like a giant rack.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Set of tits just sitting above.
Yeah, that's tight. They're like in circles. Yeah, and big old boobs. Smaller plugins that look like the nipples. Yeah. And that's cool.
Yeah, puggins.
Puggins.
Simple puggins for all the fun stuff you want to do.
For all the fucking mugic.
Yeah.
That you're making.
Yeah. All right, let's slow it down.
Yeah, that's
slow
close.
It down.
That was an M.
Everyone simultaneously
fucking
just
shit, deep breath. Don't do it. Don't do it. He's one letter away.
And he said he would see. There was a guy. There's an image of a guy got passed around on fucking MySpace or some shit.
Okay.
He's like, dude, I know that guy. He's like. I always felt really bad bringing my shit to that Starbucks, and I saw him one day, and I was just blown away by like how he would just mush tables together.
It's like an actual studio, like what?
No, like this dude brings like a TV and like
a
44 key, 46 key, whatever, like a medium sized MIDI controller.
You can do that?
I mean, probably not now, but yeah, he used to do that.
That's crazy. Why Starbucks? Go to a library or some shit.
Making beats in a library. Think about what you just said.
Well, with the headphones on.
Still.
It's the clacking away at the fucking MIDI pad.
You ever been in a library?
Mm.
Just quiet as a...
I've actually never been inside a library. No, I'm kidding.
I've never fucking really...
I've never...
Fucked with books.
You know what? I've actually never been inside of a library before.
I would go into like a library on college campus, and I think 70% of my visits there, I just fell asleep.
Yeah, really?
I would go there to work, and then I would just fucking...
Oh, I'd go there and just slab coffee and browse Reddit. That's most of my time, majority of my time in the library was browsing Reddit. Just come, for sure.
And just lying to yourself that you're going to get work done.
Yeah. My dad, when I was in Mexico, he was like, did you read the, oh, never mind, you don't read. And I was like, ooh. Like, he didn't even mean it. He just was like, oh, never mind, you don't read. And he like moved on to something else. And I was like, damn, I don't. But that's like cold to hear like that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, never mind, you're dumb piece of shit. You don't read.
What did you tell him when he said that? Were you just like, what the fuck?
I was like, I mean, it's true, but you don't got to say it like that.
What did he say?
He was just like, I mean, you don't. And I was like, I know, it's true, but a little bit mean. How's it mean? You don't read.
Is your
dad fucking God?
Was your dad like stern?
No.
Or blunt with you?
No, not really. Okay. We always got along. I've never fought with my parents.
Wow.
I've had one small argument with my mom. That's pretty much it.
About me?
About you. Yeah, exactly. Maybe I gotta stop doing this fucking podcast.
I feel like your mom hates me.
No, I know you say that, but she doesn't.
I think she hates me.
No, dude, she doesn't hate you. You're fine.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah. They coming to any shows?
Maybe Chicago? I don't know. Maybe. My sister's coming to Chicago.
Yeah, my parents offered to go, but then... My dad was like, he's like, just record it. He's like, I don't want you thinking about me while like you're up there on your first tour.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's kind of nice.
I mean, like he's his dad was real accomplished and
okay,
like stern about like what's good and what's bad.
Okay.
And so like he always would raise me like, I don't ever want you necessarily living like you're trying to be to some standard I've created apart from like obviously like be respectful and like be a good person and all that. He's like definitely that, but his dad was real like he had like a very strict fucking cutout of what
son should be.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
see.
Like, and I don't want you to be that way.
Oh, gotcha.
He's like, especially like with joke writing, he's like, I don't want you thinking at all about what I would think about your jokes. He's
really?
Like, I just want you to go up there and
great.
Tell your truth. Yeah.
Can I flex a little bit?
Go for it.
So my parents got me a birthday card.
Oh, damn.
Wait. In it.
Huh?
It said they were proud of me.
No way, dude.
Swear to God, in writing.
They wrote it?
They wrote it. In letters.
Sweating it out like.
I think we gotta just do it, man.
You write it.
He's 28. We gotta tell him now.
You write it.
We've never told him this ever in his life.
You write it. No, you write it.
You write it.
I don't wanna write it.
I don't wanna write it. It's lying.
It's weird if it, yeah. Well, this is weird if it comes from me because then it's like I have to like back it up and like explain it. Like,
you know I hope he doesn't ask us to fucking explain it.
Well, he's not gonna explain
it. Really? You guys are proud of me? For what?
Everything.
Yeah. I mean, just like a whole bunch of stuff. What in specific are you? I can't even. So many things floating through my head. I can't even fucking. You for college.
You remember that when you. You passed that thing.
Yeah.
Back in
2016.
Yeah. When you
8 to 19.
When you passed that thing in 2016, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking hate you, Mom. I don't hate you, Mom. I love you.
The fucking concept of your parents forgetting that you're gonna ask what you're proud with. Really? What are you proud?
Fuck, we weren't prepared for this shit. What are you proud of me for? Oh, Jesus.
I'm a good.
That's a heavy ass question. I mean, how do we really?
I'm a good son. Change my mind. Oh well, that we can go on, sir. That's an argument I'm willing to have.
Oh my God.
Oh,
dude, I started watching Narcos Mexico.
Brother.
It's sick.
Brother.
Its first two episodes are money.
Dare I say it?
What?
Might be better.
Than Narcos?
Than Colombia.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I stopped watching Colombia, I think, in the second season or something.
What?
I know. I did. I just got disinterested and I stopped watching it. But this one, The only problem with this one is it's like it makes it so much harder to get into knowing that it's weed. Like all this like brutal shit is happening around weed, and you're like, weed?
I know.
The shit my grandma smokes now? Like,
dog, wait. Wait.
Okay, okay, okay. Fair enough. Wait. I kind of figured it would get like into cocaine eventually, but see, cocaine is still like taboo and like illegal and cool. You know what I'm saying? Weed's just weed. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean you're just killing people over weed?
Just wait.
Okay, okay. I'll take your word for it.
Wait, what's the second episode?
Damn, weed is fucking what Dan Bilzerian is.
I know.
Like butt smoking as he fucks two models in his own cat.
Did you see his Thailand video?
No.
Sick.
Is it sick?
Yeah, dude. Oh, dude, there's fucking boobies in it.
Is there boobs? Because that's what I was going to say. Is there boobs in it?
So many boobies, dude.
Fucking yes, dude.
And it's Dan Bilzerian shirtless, which is like always sick.
God, because he's jacked.
So jacked, dude.
Dude, fucking jacked. I bet that guy could rip a dab.
Yeah.
His girlfriend smokes.
Yeah.
How that's sick is that?
So sick.
I need a girl that's going to fucking smoke some dags with me. Smoke some fucking blugs.
Yeah, dude. For sure.
Roga brug.
Yeah. Roga brug.
Roga up a blug.
Bro.
And smoke it down. What is smoking these joints? Smoking is a great word.
Smoking.
I'm smoking these joints.
Smoking a stug, brug.
Smoking a stug, broga.
You know what I mean? Just chigging out, dude.
Chigging?
Yeah.
Smoking a chig.
Just, you know.
With my chig.
What is episode 2 on Narcos?
He gets all them all in one room, and then he's like trying to convince them to all like agree to this shit, and the guy blows up.
Yeah.
So he like thinks he's gonna get killed, and then he ends up killing the guy.
Barlo Acosta.
Yeah, that's just dope. He's cold. Like you can tell he's becoming like a little kingpin.
Yeah. Espérate. Yeah. Too, pulled out the gun.
Yeah. That shit was dope.
Patron. Oh, no. What does he call him? Jefe? Jefe.
Yeah.
I forget which one they use.
Yeah. I don't know.
Boom. You just spoiled it. Spoiler alert.
Sorry. Spoiler. You won't remember that.
No.
All right, guys. I think that's probably it for this episode. If you want some merch, go to tmgpod.com.
Yeah.
Still a bunch of stuff left. Get something for the holidays.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. No bonus episode. Was our energy low?
Sorry for everything.
Yeah, sorry for being people.
Sorry for everything.
I feel low energy, man.
Well, I mean, once we get this, now we got the mixtape done.
Yeah.
We're going to be writing the show a little bit, but now we can actually focus on, we just got to do less things.
Yeah, we're definitely spread thin.
Feels like I'm bragging when I say that, but.
What?
It's not break. Like, we're just doing too many things, spread too thin.
No, it's not. I mean, I look at it like we're trying to make stuff that we think you guys would like.
We're just going hard. You know, the grind never stops.
Grind never stops, dude.
And when you're on your grind, I mean, you just can't stop. And so when we're waking up, we're grinding. And then when we're going to bed, we're grinding.
I guess, yeah, I mean, maybe if this is interesting at all, it's not funny, but I'm fucking tired today. Are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm tired because I'm trying to get my birthday parties on Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm. So you're trying to get...
On a late schedule? That's the whole reason I stayed up last night because I'm trying to fucking train my body.
Oh, you are old.
Bro, because if I didn't do that, I would be, if I didn't do that, I'd be at my party at fucking 11 p.m. All I want to do is go home.
This is true.
All I want to do is go home, and I want to do that. I want to have fun.
I know I'm going to be tired. I'm going to be yawning at midnight. You guys are like, let's take shots. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Me and Alina are just going to, we got to go look after the dog.
Yeah, the dog is thirsty.
I want to be fucking lively. And I want to be...
You will for the first hour.
Yeah.
You're going to gas in the third round, dude.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, man. Can I just say one last... Dude, speaking of... UFC set up a fight with my guy, Anderson Silva.
Okay.
He's 43.
Oh, no.
With a fucking plate in his shin.
Ugh.
And he's fighting the guy that they call the style bender. And they compare him. They say he's the new Anderson Silva. Because he's so crazy with his striking. And I'm just like, and dude,
why is this guy still fighting?
His name's Israel Adesanya. Well, Silva is, I don't know what it is. Actually, I do know what it is. When you're like one of the greatest fighters ever, it's just like being good at something. It's hard to walk away.
Yeah, it's a pride thing.
And the way he went out was just so embarrassing for him. You know, he taunted someone, he got knocked out, and then he won the rematch, and he shatters his old leg, and then he has a couple more fights, and they're just like, not good performances, and he's just old, man. And I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
And so this new guy, dude, Israel is fucking, it's like, dog, it's next level MMA shit. The way this guy fucking, you feel like you're watching like movies.
Really?
Just like how he ducks under punches, the crazy shit he does with his hands. You're like, yo, is this choreographed?
So Silva's going to get.
He's going to get walked. I got to watch my uncle get his ass beat.
Your uncle. He looks like your uncle.
He's just pushing my young friend who just is in town and wanted to come to the family barbecue. And he's like, I'll tell you something about fighting. Boy, I was like, no, come on, don't. Uncle, come on, dude. Don't just leave him alone, man.
You're going to get knocked out. Don't do it.
And then I'm going to have to watch him get knocked out. I'm going to have to relive that pain. It's just.
That's great.
Yeah, so.
That's kind of sad, actually.
No, it's fucking sad.
When is the card?
It's in January.
Okay.
So one of these shows, I'm going to look like I'm having a heart attack. It's because I know.
You're watching it on your phone.
Yeah.
On stage.
Yeah, I'm going to just start weeping on stage.
Oh, man. My guy.
Yeah, so this next joke. Yeah, so.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, gang.
TMGpod.com if you want some shirts, some hoodies, whatever. Get some for Christmas.
Two bonus episodes in December.
And the mixtape, December 20th.
December 20th.
Look out. We're going to post the cover and shit next week. So.
Yep. Love you guys.
Peace.
Oh, my God.